Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to dive into the beautiful, powerful, theologically rich chapters and insights in John's Gospel, the Last Supper discourse on which John opens up for us the teaching that Jesus, the deepest teaching probably anywhere in the New Testament, of the depth of his heart, what moved him, his inner heart, what he revealed as the fundamental goals of life and the nature of God and how we can bear fruit in our lives and the fruit of living in and from God in relationship to him. So it's not pie in the sky, friends. It's not too far out of our reach. It's not just a dreamland. It's real. It's what God's called us to. Weak and broken people, fallen people like you and me. Redemption, being baptized into Christ, having our sins forgiven, being filled with the gift of the Holy Spirit, all of it is real. And the Holy Spirit has given to us the power that raised Jesus from the dead, not only to get us mobilized to communicate something to the world, like the Great Commission, which is very, very important, but what's of first importance is he saved us. What it means, he saved us from a life of absolute futility that's rooted in being separated from God and having no hope, no ultimate goal, capacity of life. He comes to break that hold over the human mind and the human heart, which began with the rebellion of Satan, and it's put the human race, seduced the human race into rebelling against God, which put us under, as St. Paul said, the reign of sin and death, a dominion, a power. The human race is under that dominion and that power. And Jesus has come to break that dominion and power, because that power refuses love. It refuses God. It rejects God. And Jesus came to break that power. And so I want to begin today by talking about one of the central things Jesus communicated to the apostles about himself in that Last Supper discourse at the end of chapter 14, which I never got to last week. If you didn't get a chance to tune into the program last week, friends, or even the beginning of this week, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. You can listen to them on your computer or download them on whatever device works for you. Simple, best way to connect with everything we're doing in Renewal Ministries, our YouTube videos, our radio programs, our television program, all the products we're creating and things, is to go to download the app, the Renewal Ministries app and the Ave Maria app. You can access them both there. So the end of John 14, Jesus talked to them about the gift of the Holy Spirit that he was going to be giving to them, that he would be leaving them. And he said that he got their attention toward the end of John's gospel, I'm sure, when he said, I won't be with you much longer. And then he said that the reason is that the ruler of this world, Satan, is coming for him. And Jesus wants to make sure that the apostles understand this drama that you and I are going to walk through again in the end of Lent and Holy Week, the drama of our salvation, Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection. Jesus wants his apostles to know that even though the devil's coming after him and it's a battle, this is not something that the devil's in control of. Jesus is in charge. And it's because of the will of the Father and the will of the Son that it's going to happen. Jesus says yes to the Father. So he said, I will no longer talk with you much longer. The ruler of this world is coming. He has no power over me. The devil has no power over Jesus because Jesus never gave him access. Jesus never said yes to sin. One of the things that we see in the season of Lent, we need to pay attention to as we examine ourselves, that we've given the devil access through our habit patterns of sin. Saying yes to sin, saying yes in particular to mortal sin, whether it's any of the sins that Jesus communicates to us in the Gospels and we hear from the apostles, they all become doorways. Lying, cheating, stealing, violence, hatred, acts of hatred, things like that, and sexual sin, which nobody seems to want to acknowledge these days. But look, any sexual relationships outside of marriage are doorways to the work of the enemy. period. Premarital sex, extramarital sex, pornographic sex, you name it. Homosexual sex, all the other goofy stuff that's going on out there. All of it, it's doorways to enslavement to the enemy. People don't see it today because they're blind. Our culture is just swimming in false love. And the whole sexual thing has gone crazy. That's because, I think anyways, Thomas Aquinas said that when human beings turn from God, the closest thing that can satisfy the human heart in some way, when human beings become bored and lost and they don't touch the superior pleasures of God, of knowing God, which we're made for, that really can touch the core of our being, we settle for saying yes to the sexual desire in us. And it's a sacred thing. It's an amazing thing. And that's why it has power and it's attractive. But when it's used in a way that's disordered and outside of God's will, it's not love, period. Doesn't matter what you feel. It's not love. And this is what the church is trying to teach, and this is what the church is getting beat up for and about to be crucified for, probably in the days ahead, because how much the world and the kings of the earth are doubling down on all of this stuff that resists God's will at a fundamental level. So Jesus goes on, and he says this. He said that the devil has no hold on me because he hasn't given the devil any access. The devil has no power over him. And then he says, but I do as the Father commanded me. So he's saying what you're about to see is really the incarnation and the actual visible expression through the decisions of the Lord Jesus. Out of his love for the Father, he shows us what it means to be great. He shows us what a human being is and what a human being was made for. And he shows us the way to absolute freedom. He shows us the way to absolute freedom, which is what? It's living in the wholehearted love of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's what it is. And Jesus is going to make a way, and the devil, who's going to bite his own tail, is going to end up overreaching and trying to condemn Jesus and destroy Jesus for something he's never done. But I do as the Father commanded me, for what reason? And this is key. So that the whole world may know that I love the Father. Now rise, let us go, he says. Now it's time to go to war. Now it's time to go. Now it's time to do the thing I was made for. Why I came in the first place. I'm going to give from this earth, made through me, for my Father, for me, for his glory, a gift to all who inhabit it. I'm going to reclaim it for my Father. I'm going to give what was intended to be given from the human race to my Father. I'm going to love him to the end. I'm going to love him with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, and all my strength. And yes, he does it, brothers and sisters, because he loves us too. That love originates in the heart of a loving father. Jesus is an elder brother coming after his younger brothers and sisters. He wants the family that the Father generated, the love between he and the Father generated in the plan of the Father. So Jesus wants the whole world to know that I love the Father. Now think about what the kings of the earth want everybody to know, and what we, even people like us, in our, we want people to recognize us, to see what awards we've won, how famous we are, how rich we are, how powerful we are, how popular we are, how good looking we are, what neighborhood we live in, what kind of car we drive, what university I go to, what degrees I've got, what inner ring of really, really super important people I get to be a part of. All that stuff is in us all the time. And we're so blind, we actually think, friends, that this is going to somehow, this somehow has meaning. Look at all my trophies. Look at all my Super Bowl rings. I mean, honestly, friends, at the end of the day, so what? Jesus is showing us what greatness is. The world is saying all those things are great, and they're not great. They're temporary, they're fine, but they're not great, and they're not going to last forever. And it's this kind of disordered love that we can see how screwed up the human heart is. We have our hearts set on things that are less than ourselves. That's called idolatry. We have our hearts set on things we think are going to satisfy. They can only satisfy us temporarily. For many of us, God seems distant and impersonal, and he's primarily a rule maker who really expects too much from us, and he kind of ruins our weekend, and all the rest. I mean, it's all that stuff that's out there that totally misses who God is and who we are. And Jesus is the truth about who God is and what life is really, truly all about. Human beings are all over the earth running around, whether it's communist China as a whole country and insisting on a Marxist worldview that it's just matter in motion and it's just economic struggle and there's no God and all that stuff. And wow, they're lining up with a gigantic army and making tons of money and everybody's scared. And it's just going to turn out to be eventually another horrible thing for the world probably when it comes right down to it. Because you cannot act as if God doesn't exist. You can't construct a world in which you are the one who determines what's good and what's evil. You're the one who orders and commands. The human heart is desperately corrupt, and it leads to bad things. But that's the mega level, the large level politically. But the same thing happens in individuals, in individual hearts. And Jesus has mercy on us, and he's coming to say, I want to save everybody. I want everybody to come into this love which is unstoppable, indestructible. It's wholehearted. It's constant. It's the greatest power. It's so far beyond, friends, the entire power of all the resources of human beings, from the rockets to their nuclear bombs to the big giant bank accounts and money, whatever it is, you put it all together, it's nothing. It is a drop in the bucket. It's absolutely nothing. But we think it's all great. And we're attached to it in such a way like, man, we just don't want to miss out on any of this. I mean, if I get too serious about God, the kings of the earth will laugh at me. I won't be able to get a big-time job. I won't fit into the inner ring, all of that, those temptations. And we're blinded. And here's the king of the universe. Here's what I want you to know. Not that, hey, look at the signs and wonders I worked. Hey, look how popular I am. At this point, he wasn't that popular. People were rejecting him left and right. This tells you how shallow popularity is. The king of the universe is in their midst, and people mock him, and they're going to crucify him. And it's going to reveal the real condition, the blindness and the stupidity, the foolishness that's in the human heart, and the great pride and the secret rancor against God and God's rightful command over us and God's rightful rule in his kingdom. But Jesus said, here's what I want you to know. Here's what I want to leave you. And I want everybody to know for all eternity, I love the Father. I love the Father. And if you want to come with me, this is what it's all about. This is what it's about. If you want to love my Father the way I love my Father, if you want to be in our family, if you want me to help you learn how to live in wholehearted love, in a love that's infinite, it never ends. It's hard to describe the greatness of it. And it's the only thing that will ever make you happy. It's the only thing that will ever bring you eternal fulfillment. The Father and I have no needs. The Father and I, it's absolute joy. That's why Jesus will say here in this discourse, I want you to have joy and have it to the full. But it only comes from, and this is what he's showing us, radically obeying God and living in his commandments and living in that invitation and that grace that makes it possible for us to know and to love God and neighbor. God bless you, friends.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.